Conference Committee on Senate Bill 139, July 29th, 1993.
Is excused. We want to thank corrections and staff. We believe that, and members, that we may be able to resolve the differences expressed in our last meeting, and also conferred with Senator Tro, and he is understanding of the discussion that's taken place, and I don't know if we should invite Sue or Mr. Hall. Mr. Shepherd, would you folks like to come forward and speak to the issues as you understand them, particularly any relationship upon budget issues? And Ms. Acuff is here also to respond and has prepared some additional information for conference committee members. And we have counsel here to assist as well.
Go ahead.
Ross Shepherd, Oregon Criminal Defense Lawyers Association. I understand the issues before this committee is what the level of punishment should be for a driving while suspended. The bill presently lowers the penalty from driving while suspended from a felony to a misdemeanor, and I understand that it's the sense of the committee that it would be appropriate to raise that back to its present level as a Class C felony. A recent U.S. Supreme Court case, Austin against the United States, draws into question the validity of forfeiture of automobiles, and the committee would be well advised to delete those portions within it.
That is my understanding. Frank, would you like to speak to the budget issues and its impact upon your budget as you understand it?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the impact on the Department of Corrections budget would be would essentially be fairly minimal. There would be a need for 76 additional beds over the biennium. But the budget is, as currently drafted, allows us a little bit of flexibility, and it would require that there be some additional per diem put back in the budget to cover the 76 additional beds, but I think that's all that would be required in order to get us through the biennium. So it would seem to me that would be a reasonable solution to the problem, and a reasonable compromise from our perspective.
Okay. Let me, Council Taylor, could you explain what the nature of the amendments is that the Chair would be moving?
Sure. Mr. Chair, the amendments would be quite simple. It would be delete Section 27, which is found in page 14 and 15 of the Dean Gross bill, and that would bring back driving while suspended to its current statutory position. And then over on page 19, deleting sections 37, 38, and 39 would remove driving while suspended forfeitures from the bill. So, Chair, we do also have two technical amendments that were discussed at the last meeting also.
Okay, do you want to, speak to those quote technical amendments? And would you identify them by number and date if possible?
Sure, Mr. Chair. We'd be first looking at the D24 amendments. And these are technical amendments. The first part comes from the Board of Parole, Dan Santos. And it's a technical change by deleting expiration and inserting minimum supervision date. Then the other language is language that would change a lot of the effective dates in here from August 15th to September 1 to give the Department of Corrections a greater time to carry out the intent of these particular sections. There is an omission from this 20-24 amendment. Over on page 19, we should also be removing lines 10 and 11. Is that correct?
That's correct.
That was not included in the amendment and should be included in the amendment. Then we go to the D-22 amendments. And these are amendments that Fred Aver spoke to at our last meeting, Fred Aver representing the District Attorneys Association, which would make the substantive provisions as it relates to the criminal penalty sections in sections 19 to 27, and actually with the deletion of section 27, it should read, further be amended to say sections 19 to 26, and would also be deleting 811.182 because that's the driving while suspended provision, and that's being would be removed also. And as I said, this goes to section 40, adds a new section 40 of the bill, so the effective date for these provisions, as it says here, would be 91 days after session. Everything else being necessary for the amendment, section 41 on page 20, which is now section 40, would be section 41. and that would be an emergency clause taking effect upon passage.
Again, that's basically to permit law enforcement and others who are affected by the implementation of the any change in the criminal law to have sufficient time to adjust accordingly. Okay, Ms. Acuff, would you like to review briefly the short memo you prepared for us that just outlines the fiscal implications?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. The top section is intended to identify just the differences between the Senate and the House versions. In the House version, the extended parole supervision period required the additional $2.8 million, and the seizure and forfeiture sections financed by other funds, the sale of the vehicles themselves, that was $927,000. By the actions that I believe you'll take today in removal of seizure and forfeiture, the state police are no longer involved in the measure. That's so that $927,000 impact is no longer there. The judicial department is impacted in its indigent defense costs. There's $700,000 that will need to be put into the budget. Right now that is in the House A committee, so that's not worked through yet, but that will be an item there. And for Department of Corrections, which Mr. Hall spoke to just a little bit ago, the impact there is roughly $225,000 additional general fund for the per diem.
Okay. The chair would move the amendments outlined by council. Any objection to those amendments? If not, they're adopted.
I didn't hear that. Okay. Mr. Chair, Sue Acuff was just informing me that Fred Aver agreed on the Dash 22 amendments to
the effective date September 1st.
September 1, right.
That would reduce the impact on the indigent defense budget, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the chair would move that we further amend the Dash 22 amendments to indicate an effective date for amendment to certain criminal statutes of September 1st, 1993. Any comment?
Right.
Any objection? Not a further amendment will be adopted. Council, you want to tell me the magic words here as far as recede, further amend, and repass?
Concur and amend.
Concur and amend?
Mr. Chair, before you
yes.
have a couple questions.
Sure. Mr. Chairman.
I'm just referring to Mr. Taylor's memo of July 21st. I understand that the House version of 6, 12, and 18 months is remaining in the bill, as well as the reduction to $750 from the $1,000 figure.
Yes.
Okay. The last question I had, it was just going over the bill one more time, was on page 4, section 5. How do those dates regarding the Sentencing Guidelines Board in line 12, 13, and 14, how do those jive with the 6, 12, and 18 months? I didn't see how those fit.
Mr. Santos, do you want to take a seat, identify yourself, and respond?
Chairman Springer, members of the committee, my name is Danny Santos, I'm the vice chair of the board. That section basically allows us to provide more sanctioning authority than what currently exists. What we had done in section 4, as Representative Tiernan indicated, is extended in the House version, the period of supervision is 6, 12, and 18. What section 5 does, given those different sections, it currently, under existing law, there's only 180 days of prison supervision sanctioning authority given to the board. What this does, and no matter whether it's 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years of supervision, what this section does is extends that period of the amount of sanctioning authority the board has. So for those people who would now be under 6 months of supervision, they could have actually a total of up to 6 months of sanctioning authority. Those people who would now, under this bill, have 12 months of supervision, the board now has 9 months of sanctioning authority, custody units. And under the 18 months, the board now will have 12 months of sanctioning authority, which is an extension of what currently exists.
Okay, so the term of supervision, as stated in the bill, of 6 months is just a minimum, and it refers to the 1 year as it would be within the first line, for instance, in that 1 year.
That is correct.
Okay. Okay.
Are there further questions? I believe the motion is to amend and repass.
Mr. Chairman, I would so
move. Senator Hannon has moved. Is there further discussion? Any questions?
Can I assume, Mr. Chair, that
that when this passes, that we're just moments away from putting to bed the corrections department, their budget.
I would defer to Senator Hannan on that and Senator Karen.
I would say the adrenaline is certainly starting.
All I want to hear. Thank you, sir.
Clerk, will please call the roll.
Representative Courtney?
Yes.
Representative Parks?
Yes.
Representative Kiernan?
Yes.
Senator Hamby?
Aye.
Senator Hannan?
Aye.
Senator Karen?
Aye.
Chair Springer?
Aye. Motion's adopted. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much.
People go. House Attorney?
We're still trying to keep you out of ways of being. I'll carry it if we need to carry it.
Do we have documents to sign? Please sign three copies. Lynn, would you like to carry this?
Sure.
Okay.
What do I sign?
What do you mean? You vote for gay rights, you ought to come around and kill me.
I know, but I mean,
I made a mistake because I followed your lead.
Yeah.
You're from Grandma Falls.
I'm Lee Marr, Junior.
That must be a 50-50.